1951, Los Angeles Police Department. A man enters, the back of his Mac shredded.
I don't think you understand the severity of this situation. You're a public servant and there are monsters running loose in our street.
And there are no monsters running around this town.
You see this? I'm telling you, that thing out there did this. His claws.
Sergeant, some kind of creature tried to rip off my arm. I only got it to let go when I shot it.
Are you crazy?
No, we're not crazy. There are strange creatures out there running the streets.
A black and white image of a mushroom cloud bomb exploding. A hand with talon-like nails.
Now, whenever he smells rotten garbage, he finds himself rampaging out of control in the form of the vicious rat man, known as Verman.
A man and police officers watch on a screen. A fat man enters.
Perhaps the most terrifying of this trio of terror is Revenant, the living ghost. With the power to step inside and control any living being, whomever Revenant wants, Revenant gets.
An old man stretches.
Mannequin, Verman, Revenant. They're coming to your town in Monsters on the Loose. Starring Dash Roberts as Sheriff Jay Forrest. Presented for the first time using a revolutionary new type of movie film, radium acetate. Monsters on the Loose. Be prepared to be scared.
A man watching smiles.
Written and directed by Dexter Brisbane.
All right, we've seen enough of this hogwash.
The fat man waddles over and switches off the projector.
This little publicity stunt of yours, Brisbane, has created a riot.
Brisbane. Dexter Brisbane. I've been trying to tell you guys.
Don't tell us that cockamamie story again about lightning making your monsters jump out of the movie into the audience.
But it's true.
Trying to make us believe that those movie monsters just hopped off the screen. But your so-called masterpiece is now under wraps.
Monsters on the Loose is going bye-bye.
But you... No buts about it.
So take your masterpiece and get out of here. Use the back door.
He goes to get up.
One last thing, Brisbane. When I say under wraps, I mean forever. If you ever try to show that film again, I'll see to it that you're behind bars doing life at Alcatraz.
That's a very long time, Brisbane.
Brisbane eyes them nervously, then looks down at the reels of his film. In an attic, Brisbane puts the reels into a chest and padlocks it shut. Day, a car drives through a car park and along a suburban street lined with trees and lawns.
So what's this guy's name again?
Dexter Brisbane. Now that's Mr. Brisbane to you. And he's not a guy, he's a gentleman.
Are you sure you really want this job? I mean, you do have the job at the hospital.
Oh, honey, we've been through this before. It'll give us some extra money and we can stay here for free. See? This house doesn't look so bad.
I guess.
A huge villa-style house surrounded by trees and a large lawn. A woman in her 40s pulls up in her car with a boy of about 13. They stroll along outside the house.
Okay. Here we go.
They stop at a door. The door swings open.
Hello? Mr. Brisbane?
An old man sleeps in an armchair.
He looks dead.
No, he's sleeping. I think.
She goes in.
Mr. Brisbane!
The white-haired man stirs, looking at them wide-eyed.
The doctor.
Oh, no, I'm the nurse. I'm Shelley Stoker. This is my son, Tim. I came about the part-time job.
You're hired. Your room is at the head of the stairs. Just move in, Anita. Just get me to the doctor.
Oh, are you sick?
I need sleeping pills. I'm just not able to get to sleep. Just don't stand there. Get me to the doctor.
The old man instantly nods off again. Shelley and Tim exchange glances. Monster makers. Tim creeps along as steam rises from the ground. A spider dangles on a string. He peers through a doorway covered in cobwebs. Hallmark Entertainment presents a Map 4 production. Tim ducks under the spider into a macabre room with glowing red lights, a cross, and something hanging from the ceiling. Adam Baldwin, George Kennedy, Tim McCallum, David Henry, Ashley Edna, Tracy Walter, Brian Klugman, Larry Minetti, with Linda Blair. Tim leans down to inspect a dried, shrunken head still attached to a ribcage. He spots another skeleton. Written by Mark Hershon, directed by David S. Cass Sr. Tim makes his way through into another chamber. A green hand reaches out and grabs him by the shoulder. He turns to face a green Frankenstein's monster.
Stop it! Stop it!
He takes off a mask.
Kill the effects! What's wrong, kid? You look scared enough.
Startled, not scared. There's a difference.
Tim frowns at the man scornfully and walks off. The man follows. Outside, a sign reads, Haunted House.
Check it out.
Watch it, dimwit!
Thanks for coming by, kid. Here you go, Mr. Monster Expert.
$10? Weren't down at the comic book shop said you guys were really willing to pay for some advice on this haunted house?
We were supposed to be getting some kind of Class A monster maker. You're lucky to get that.
Well, I was just getting started. Your monster, for example, he sucks.
He's a classic.
Then at least use makeup, not a rubber mask. And don't grab people. The monster hardly ever grabs people. You've got to remember that every single monster has its own reality. That's what makes it come to life for people.
Right. Why don't you run along now, kid?
Yeah, well, I got school anyways. Good luck.
He rides off on a scooter.
Like, we need a kid telling us how to run a haunted house.
Tim strides into school engrossed in a comic. Some other boys sitting on a bench spot him coming in.
Come on, let's mess with the newbie.
They get up. One of them shoves Tim.
Sorry.
Know who I am, newbie?
Danny Burke. I said I was sorry. Hey, give that back.
What does your head like you find so interesting anyway?
Cult movies?
Ooh, scary.
It costs a lot of money. It's a collector's item.
Oh. I didn't know it's a collector's item.
Can I have it back now?
Sure. One page at a time.
Tim takes off his bag and lunges. He falls over.
You are so dead, you little nerd!
Danny, cool it! Teacher's coming.
Thanks for the warning, Tina.
Delay of death, freako. Delay of death.
Tina comes over, picks up Tim's bag, and hands it to him.
Tim, right?
Tim Stoker. Yeah, thanks.
Tina Corman.
Tina Corman as in any relation to Corman's Comics and Collectibles?
Well, not the store, but Brent's my uncle. My odd, geeky uncle.
Yeah. Thanks for helping out with Danny there.
No sweat. He looked like he needed some help.
Tim opens his mouth.
We better go.
They head in. At the house, Shelley ambles along outside past a portico at the front of the house. She goes inside and climbs a winding staircase. She enters a room.
Tim?
The room is full of posters and gadgets. Shelley looks around.
We need to talk, pal.
He's on his bed.
You were supposed to help out around here today.
Tim's trying to repair his cult movies comic.
Did you have an accident?
Yeah, named Danny, the bully.
Shelley sits on Tim's bed and looks at him.
You want me to talk to somebody at school for you?
Nothing I can't handle.
Here, you hold the pages and I'll tape.
She takes the tape from him.
Mom, is Mr. Brisbane rich?
Shelley cocks her head to one side and looks thoughtful.
If he was, I don't think he'd be having us box up all of those things and sending them off for auction.
How long do we have to live here?
She tapes up the tears.
Until we can afford our own house. You don't like it here?
Well, my friends are back home. I hardly know anyone here.
Well, this is our home for now. I know you miss your friends. But this is where the work is.
She looks at the comic and smiles.
Yeah, as good as new.
It was a near mint collector's edition.
Well, you weren't gonna sell it anyway. Value is only measured by the importance something has to you.
How did you know that? You're not a collector.
I'm a mother.
Shelley opens the car door for Brisbane. He gets in as Tim wanders over.
Now, while we're gone, I want you to get down to the basement and start packing.
I don't know where anything goes.
Look, just march yourself down there, pick up a box, and start packing it. Just make sure to mark the boxes. I will meet you back here.
He nods dutifully.
Hey, Tom.
It's Tim.
If you find anything down in the basement that you like, you could keep it.
That's great, Mr. Brisbane.
Brisbane takes off his flat cap and closes the car door. Shelley pulls away, and Tim watches them go. Tim jogs down some steps, then down another steeper set, and goes through a white door into the basement. The basement's dark and full of stuff.
It's gonna take forever!
Tim shuts the door behind him and jumps as it closes.
Oh. Get a grip, Tim.
Tim steels himself and starts to look around. He pulls a sheet away to reveal a model of a bloodied, disfigured head.
I'll take this, Mr. Brisbane.
He turns to a robotic gadget.
Or maybe this.
He runs his hand over the gadget and examines it. He studies a medal around another model's neck.
Hello, cuh. How's your ching?
He handles the head of a long, lifelike rubber snake, which hangs over a sign that reads, Funeral Procession.
1941 2-point XD portable movie projector. If this thing works...
Tim switches the projector on. A gruesome latex mask lies on the top of it. A beam of light comes through a hole at the front. Tim dials on his mobile. At Corman's Comics and Collectibles... A curly-haired man answers.
Corman's, hailing frequencies open.
Brent, it's Tim Stoker.
Hey, Tim.
You should see all the great stuff I'm finding in this basement. There's a life-size figure of the swamp creature. And a mint-condition collector's version mummy.
The creature? Are you sure?
I know the creature when I see him.
Who's this guy you're living with again?
Dexter Brisbane.
Brisbane. Brisbane. Brisbane.
On a computer.
Hold on a second, I'm gonna look him up here on monsterfinder.com.
A monster with red flashing eyes comes up on screen.
Hold on one second here.
He types the name Brisbane into the Monster Finder search engine.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. He is a writer-director. From the looks of these movies, not a very good one either. Frankenstein's Tower, 1943. Nazi Zombies, 1945.
What else?
And it looks like he's got a movie that's never been released. Monsters on the Loose, 1951.
He's got some pretty sweet stuff here, Brent.
That's my other line. I gotta go. Call me if you find anything else. Corman's, hailing frequencies open.
In the basement, Tim puts his phone back in his pocket. He glances around. He rifles through some costumes hanging on a clothes rail. He looks around again, frowning. He puts his finger in the mouth of a mask, the face of which is twisted in agony. He pulls his finger out sharply. He dips his hand into the light of the projector. He moves a chair out of the way and picks up two gloves in the shape of scaly orange claws. He puts one on. There's a scaly orange head too, with bright eyes and flaring nostrils. He lifts it and crouches down beside a chest, which is padlocked. He tries to open the old wooden chest to no avail. He stands, sits on the chest, and looks at the head.
Locked. Why would somebody lock something in their own basement?
He addresses the head. Shelley and Brisbane arrive back.
Tim! Hello!
He probably got lost in the basement.
Well, let me help you up to your bedroom.
No, thank you. I can take care of myself.
Well, remember what the doctor said.
How could I forget? He raised his voice like I was deaf or something.
Well, those are stronger than the old pills. So just take one at bedtime.
Just for fun at bedtime.
Why is she yelling?
He taps his ear and walks off. Shelley rolls her eyes and shrugs. She turns, goes out of the front door, descends the two sets of steps down to the basement, and opens the door. She enters tentatively and jumps as the door shuts.
I have got to get the doors in this house fixed.
Tim?
She looks around.
Tim, where are you?
I'm over here, Mom.
He bursts out from behind a chair with the monster head on.
Would you please take that mask off?
He lifts it off.
Did you know Mr. Brisbane was a movie maker?
What are you talking about?
He used to write and direct movies in the 40s and the 50s. I found all his classic movie stuff.
Shelley walks over and Tim bends down and tries to open the padlock with a screwdriver. Shelley sits down and watches him.
It's locked for a reason.
You heard what he said when you guys left. He said I could have anything I wanted.
Well, I suppose one thing wouldn't hurt. Something small.
Tim forces the lock and unhooks it from the chest. He opens the lid and looks inside. He takes out a book and leafs through it.
It's the script to his movie that was never released.
Shelley holds out her hand and Tim gives it to her.
Monsters on the Loose, a film by Dexter Brisbane.
It's film boxes.
He unwraps a sheet from around the film boxes and hands one to Shelley.
Monsters on the Loose, Reel 3. Tim, it's warm.
That's because the film's from 1951. Film stock before 1951 was very unstable. It could disintegrate, catch fire, or explode.
Explode?
Do you know what this is like? The raising of the Titanic. I'm holding a 50-year-old film that nobody's ever seen before. We have to watch this film.
Whoa, Roger Ebert. We have a basement to pack.
Come on, Mom.
I'll tell you what. If we can make a dent in the basement before Halloween, we can have a private screening.
Tim beams. A banner on the side of a building reads School Ghoul Dance.
So what are you doing for Halloween?
What do you mean? Tricking and treating?
Like the school ghoul dance. Are you gonna go?
I would, but I promised my mom I'd watch a movie with her.
A movie's more fun than going out and increasing the amount of chaos in the universe.
Have you ever heard of Monsters on the Loose?
It was made in 1950. Something that, like, never came out. And this local dude wrote and directed it.
How did you know that?
To listen to my uncle tell it, you found the Holy Grail or something. He thinks finding a copy of an unreleased monster movie is really cool.
Well, do you want to come over and watch it?
Like I told you, I'm just not into that stuff.
Hey, it could be fun.
He eyes Tina, hopefully. Tina sighs.
Okay, why not? So what time?
8 o'clock.
I'll see you there.
Cool.
Tim trudges off. Two boys nearby stare at Tina. In the basement, the film reels are on top of the chest. A full moon shines in the sky. The light inside a jack-o'-lantern flickers.
Don't be too scared down there, kids. There's monsters. Don't forget, hot dogs and the Halloween bonfire down at the cemetery at midnight.
At the haunted house, kids enter. A scary monster chases after them. Kids in fancy dress walk the streets. Outside an open house, Shelley enters Brisbane's room. He's lying on his bed asleep. Shelley picks up a tray from which he's eaten his dinner. He stirs.
What are you doing?
I thought you were asleep.
Oh, I told you, I have trouble sleeping.
I'm sorry. Are you finished?
Well, you might as well take it away. I got no appetite.
She lifts a cloche. The plate's empty.
No appetite?
Well, I choked some of it down. I didn't want to offend you.
Shelley smiles and shakes her head. The hands on a grandfather clock point to 8:03. Tina saunters along under the portico outside the house. She peers through the glass panel of the front door. The door slides open.
Hello?
She glances around nervously.
Tim?
She goes inside. A fire is burning in the hearth. She steps through the room cautiously.
Is anybody home?
Carved-winged demons sit on the mantelpiece. At the other end of the large room, the projector is set up.
Hello?
Shelley strolls in behind her.
May I help you?
Hi, I'm Tina. Tim invited me to come watch the movie with you guys.
Hi, Tina. I'm Tim's mom. I'm sure I'll be back in a minute.
Cute costume.
I wish. This is actually my uniform. I'm not going to be able to watch a movie with you tonight because I have to work a double shift at the hospital.
Well, hey, Mom. So you met Tina.
Yes, I did. And she's adorable. I think I'm going to go finish up what I was doing. Let me help you.
She takes a cloth sack from Tim.
I thought you wouldn't come.
Well, I said I would. Plus the fact that Uncle Brent wants me to tell him all about the movie without giving away any details. So you're out trick-or-treating?
Yeah, but only for the ingredients for my mom's movie casserole.
What?
You'll see.
If you say so.
Come on.
On a street...
Anyone know where that Tim Stoker Joker lives?
Yeah, I heard he lives at the old Brisbane place. The guy says he's got a date with your girl.
Tina?
The boy nods.
Is that true?
The other boys nod.
Let's go spread some butt wipe.
Yeah. Sure it's a good idea?
It's Halloween. I have a reputation. And I'd hate to let anyone down.
Danny's clutching some toilet roll. They head off. At the house...
Here we go, movie casserole. Popcorn and Tim's candy all mixed together.
Cool.
It's my vote for nature's most perfect food.
All right, now, I have to leave for work, so you and Tina, enjoy that movie.
They smile.
Okay. Now, I've already given Mr. Brisbane his dinner, and he can take his own medication, but please don't forget to go check on him later, okay?
Okay. Mom, what's with the fire extinguisher?
Well, you said that the old film might burn up or explode, so...
It's not going to explode.
She smiles and gives Tim a hug.
You have fun. And Tina, it was a pleasure to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Keep that close.
Tim lifts the fire extinguisher. In his room, Brisbane looks at pills in his hand.
Madoc. One for the money?
He pops a pill into his mouth.
Two for the show?
Another one.
Three coins in the fountain?
He takes a third.
And away we go.
He puts a fourth pill in his mouth and sips some water, putting down the glass on his bedside table.
Double six boxcars.
Brisbane grins inanely and his arm goes limp, knocking over the glass of water. Downstairs, Tim's setting up the projector.
Here we go.
He switches off the lamp. Lightning flashes.
Okay. Here we go, again.
He flicks a switch on the projector and external wheels begin to turn. On the screen, the words Continental Republic Pictures over a globe. Over a smoke-filled background, Monsters on the Loose, starring Dash Roberts, Sheila McSparron, Alan Garry, written and directed by Dexter Brisbane. Tim watches. Tina munches popcorn, Tim smiles.
Any town, USA. This could be a city thousands of miles away from where you live, or it could even be your town. In every town and city, even yours, there lies a dark underbelly. And underneath those dark overtones is an even deeper darkness that is only seen by those who seek it out.
Tina glances at Tim, worried.
One more corpse in a good doctor's lab.
On screen, two men heave a coffin into a hearse.
I expect you got the stiff cover, huh, Marley?
He has no family. I buried him this morning. A nice, fresh corpse.
Yeah, yeah. When are we gonna get paid for this?
Be patient.
Yeah? I don't mind telling you. The doc gives me the creeps.
And I do not give you the creeps.
Now do you mention it?
After all, I too deal with the dead, Vonnegut.
But there's only one thing, Morley. Your customers stay dead. Move it. Some undertaker you are.
Outside, lightning flashes again. Danny and his friends cycle along in the dark, backpacks on their backs. They cycle off the road. The group of them stand in the dark.
Boys, Danny, let's hang some paper.
It's gonna rain.
Grow a spine, will ya? Besides, if it rains, it'll stick even better. I paper mache.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it.
They run along by bushes, Danny at the head. Brisbane sleeps soundly in bed. Danny runs out onto the lawn and beckons the others to follow. They run around a tree, following Danny, who ushers them on. In the living room...
Gentlemen, I'm so pleased that our plans are coming together so quickly.
Hey, Morley.
I have a question.
Doc, I don't get it. Morley here, he only brung you one stiff. What's with the other two bodies?
Those two are very special subjects that were procured by less than legitimate means.
I get it. Yeah. Like skeletons in your closet, only for real, right?
Very special skeletons.
He shakes a flask full of liquid. He has apparatus of flasks and tubes set up. Outside...
Keep in mind the skis, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
To see what they're up to.
You heard them.
The boys throw toilet rolls. Danny sneaks up outside the living room.
Take time. Do you have any idea how fast the corpse decomposes?
When do the monsters actually go on the loose?
I don't know. I've never seen it before.
Sorry. I get cranky when I'm cold.
Perhaps yours. But what line of work did you say you were in?
Tim hands her a blanket distractedly. He sits next to her.
Say, what kind of layout you got here, Aunt Dad? This joint smells like a brewery.
Danny watches them.
It will only be a moment now, gentlemen.
Yeah, so you've been saying.
Step back, gentlemen. The creatures are liable to be a little unstable.
Dispatch, this is Sheriff Jay Forrest. Over.
Go ahead, Sheriff. Over.
I'm out at Dr. Verruck's lab, where those people heard those strange noises the other night.
You know, that ain't real nice, Doc.
I imagine being brought back from the beyond is a trifle unsettling.
No kidding.
A police officer forces his way in.
I didn't realize there was a creep convention in town.
It's Sheriff Forrest.
Hello, Sheriff Forrest.
I don't know what you got a hold of there, Dr. Verruck, but I suggest you loosen your grip.
They draw guns.
Ow!
The sheriff shoots the other man who's drawn a gun. Dr. Verruck pulls a lever up. Lights flash. The bodies under the sheets rise and the doctor smiles. The sheets fall. It's Mannequin, a plastic man, Vermin, a half rat, half man, and a third corpse rises from a coffin, a man in a suit, Revenant. The men stare in disbelief.
In the name of all that's holy, what have you created?
Outside, a telegraph pole explodes and electric blue lines fizz over the house. Tim and Tina straighten, startled.
What the?
Danny gets up, wide-eyed and open-mouthed. In the living room, the fire fizzles out. All the lamps in the house go out. The projector switches off. Outside...
This is too weird for me, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
I say we get out of here.
Yeah.
The other boys head off. Inside...
What was that?
The lamps and the projector come back on.
Some kind of power thing?
Well, when you figure it out, kid, you let me know.
The sheriff wields a gun in the living room.
Where's the lab?
He shines a torch in their faces. They're gobsmacked.
Where'd you kids come from?
He He turns abruptly. In the corner, Mannequin and Verman.
What are you two doing here?
They edge towards him and the sheriff backs away. The kids watch, horrified.
Stay back.
He shines the torch at Mannequin and Verman. A spirit hovers above them.
Help!
Mannequin and Verman turn to them. Outside, Danny finds the others have left him.
They ditched me?
You stay away from those kids!
The sheriff aims his gun. He shoots at Verman. Outside, Danny looks round. Mannequin puts his hand on his torso, which remains unmarked. The sheriff frowns at his gun. Tim and Tina look at each other, eyes wide with terror.
What's happening?
The spirit of Revenant enters the sheriff, who goes stiff, his shoulders hunched. He circles his head, then relaxes his shoulders. Mannequin watches.
What's he doing?
The sheriff stretches his arms, interlocking his fingers.
Much better than that corpse the dim-witted doctor had me in.
He shines the torch on the kids.
What have we here?
Tim and Tina cower on the sofa as the monsters turn to face them.
Get them!
No! Tim!
What are you waiting for? Mannequin!
Let's get out of here!
Move your tail!
Come on, Tim!
Get your nose out of that popcorn! Do not let them escape!
Tim throws the popcorn and they leg it.
After them, you imbeciles!
Outside.
Where are you going, nerdball?
Sorry, Danny, we have to go.
I wasn't through talking to you!
Tim and Tina run. Verman and Mannequin.
Those are some freaky costumes.
Revenant comes out, shining his torch.
Goodbye!
Revenant shoots at Danny, who looks down at his chest.
Blanks, huh? You really had me going there.
Verman, take care of him.
Danny grabs Tim's scooter. Mannequin is stepping on Verman's tail, so he gets stuck.
Let him go.
He holds Verman back.
We need to discover what is happening. Come.
The three villains head back into the house, Verman lurking at the back. He shuts the front door behind him, but his tail still trails. He picks up his tail. Tina and Tim race through the grounds of the house. They crouch by a tree.
Okay, what just happened back there?
I'm not sure.
If this is your idea of a joke, I can kind of see why you don't have any friends.
What?
Was Danny in on this?
No!
Tim scowls at her incredulously. Inside the house, Revenant plays an organ. He stares menacingly.
Masters. Verman, the mission.
He pets Verman, who's nursing his tail.
Mission. Mannequin, you are too conspicuous. Go and plunder a closet. Garb yourself. Go and find some clothes to wear.
Mannequin nods. He's naked from the waist up. He leaves, walking out jerkily. Verman stuffs popcorn into his mouth. Revenant picks up one of the film reel boxes.
Monsters on the loose. Real one.
Outside.
I swear I have no idea what just happened. So we go to the cops and tell them what? Monsters came out of a movie and are chasing us?
No, that move never works in the movies. Let's just say some guys broke into my house, which they did, sort of. And they might still be there or in the neighborhood.
And what if the police don't help?
Maybe your uncle can help.
He runs a comic book store. Come on, let's go.
Right.
They scamper off. In the house, Mannequin goes into Brisbane's room, where a fire burns in the grate. He stops in the doorway and looks around for a moment, then goes in. He steps over to Brisbane's bed, where he lies sleeping. Mannequin leans over him and lifts one of his arms and lets it go. It drops limply. At the police station.
Frank's still on duty, I think. It's Halloween.
Should be at home or out trick-or-treating.
Three men broke into our house.
Some very strange men.
And they had a gun.
We think he shot at Danny Burke.
The officer's in costume.
Aren't you Tina Corman?
Yeah.
The same Tina Corman who called in screaming and yelling to us about evil invaders from outer space that landed in Old Man Nab's cow pasture.
Well, I didn't know that that college had a laser light show that night.
Sure.
You've got to believe us, sir. Mr. Brisbane is still in the house. Those men might still be with him.
At the house, Mannequin is taking garments from the wardrobe and chucking them on the floor carelessly. At the front desk of the police station...
But we're telling you the truth!
The officer passes them a large bowl of sweets.
Have some candy on your way out.
No thanks.
Sighing and with grave expressions, Tina and Tim leave the police station. At the desk, the officer dials on a phone.
Dispatch.
Edith?
Yes, Sergeant.
Send a unit to check on Brisbane's place.
Any available unit in the vicinity of 35th and Orlock, please respond to the old Brisbane place.
A cop sitting in a car.
Any unit? Possible breaking and entering?
The cop speaks into his radio.
Unit 24, I'm close.
He drives off. A jack-o'-lantern grins devilishly under the night sky.
The horror and the mayhem, I can't describe.
You didn't really think aliens landed, did you?
No, but it sure got people's undies in a twist. Even the mayor came out to see.
Cool.
Can your mom help?
She only have one piece of useful advice. Be careful.
Tina looks worried.
We should do something.
Let's go to the house. We may be the only ones that can stop those... things.
You're a nice guy, Tim. But a superhero? You're not.
Are you gonna help me or not?
She sighs and looks at the house.
Call me crazy. Let's go.
They head off. A squad car drives into the grounds of the house. Lightning flashes, brightening the black night. The cop peers through the windscreen of the car. He parks up outside the house on the lawn. He switches the car off and gets out. He carries a torch, flashing it around the grounds. He approaches the front door, which is ajar. He glances over his shoulder, checking around. He sneaks a peek into the house and pushes the door open cautiously. He shines his torch on the sheriff, who's sleeping in an armchair.
Sheriff?
He pads through the living room.
Sheriff? You okay?
So good of you to come. I really must get out of this comic book skin.
Take it easy, Sheriff. I'm gonna get you some help.
Oh, officer. You're the only help I need.
The officer drops his torch and his body goes rigid. The sheriff falls back to sleep. The officer circles his head and stretches his arms, interlocking his fingers. Mannequin enters. Mannequin holds his arm and tugs him.
Stop it! It is I, Revenant. I'll get you a new limb later. Vermin, get your beak out of the bag. We have to go.
Vermin crams in more popcorn, crouching on the floor.
We have a whole city to conquer.
The three of them leave. The sheriff rubs the bridge of his nose. He touches the back of his neck gingerly.
So, have you figured out how we're gonna beat him?
If this were any other movie monster in the world, I could tell you how to beat them. A vampire, a zombie, even the indestructible man. But this movie never came out.
The chubby officer, now Revenant, carries the reels of film. He's followed by the others.
We must find the master! Come on, move your tail!
Outside the house, they get into the squad car. Thurman's tail gets trapped.
So, the monsters are gone. We can go in there, watch the movie, and see how they defeated them in the movie.
But if the monsters aren't gone, then how are we gonna watch the movie?
Well, that's the part I'm still working on.
They see the squad car.
Look, the police!
Its lights flash and it starts up.
Is he arresting them?
I don't think so. Come on.
Tim puts his arm around her shoulders and they hide behind a bush. The car backs unsteadily across the lawn. It heads off down the driveway. Tim and Tina duck as it passes them. They crane their necks over their shoulders to watch it leave.
Come on.
They get to their feet and head towards the house. They tread cautiously across the steps outside the house and lean against a pillar.
Where's Danny? Do you think that rat thing ate up his body?
Oh, man!
What is it?
Someone stole my scooter.
Beats monsters in the living room.
We have to check on Mr. Brisbane.
The squad car's parked on a grimy side street.
Take the city over! Those are the orders of our masters who have raised us from our fitful eternal slumber. However, our masters are not here. But it's still a pretty good plan. Here, take these film boxes. Hide them well. And the city is ours! They will never learn how to destroy us!
Mannequin grins stupidly.
Well, what are you waiting for? Terror, mayhem, havoc! Go! Spread it thick! Bring the city to its knees!
Verman and Mannequin head off, whilst Revenant laughs maniacally, leaning against the car. A mobile in a holder attached to his belt rings.
Fascinating. A tiny little device that plays Bach's Toccata and Fugue.
Hmm. Hello? Honey? Hey, honey? Honey? Are you there?
He opens the mobile and starts to fit.
Are you all right, honey? What's going on?
He drops to his knees in rigors. At home, Brisbane sleeps peacefully in his bed. Tim and Tina enter his bedroom. They look at him sleeping.
I've never been in here before.
They wander over to the bed.
Is he dead?
No, he's just sleeping.
He looks dead.
He always looks that way.
Come on.
They head out of the room. In the side street.
Hello? Honey? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Are you all right?
Hi, honey.
What's going on? Honey?
It's not going so well.
What? What do you mean?
Something's happening. Don't think it's Halloween.
What do you mean?
Could I call you back?
What?
Tim and Tina clamber down the stairs and into the front room. Tim goes over to the projector.
The film's gone. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
He checks around.
All three reels are gone.
Tim reaches into the cloth sack that had the reels in.
What's that?
He holds another reel.
Monsters on the Loose trailer, 1951. This is a preview they show before the movie comes out. This could be a lot of help.
Oh.
It's the sheriff from the movie. Jay Forrest.
Tina wields a lamp.
Monsters on the Loose.
Someone always had to say the name of the movie back then.
I don't care. This is the guy who chased us and shot at Danny Burke.
No.
Maybe he could be a lot of help. He could tell us what we're up against.
Well, if he doesn't get helpful real fast, he's gonna be wearing this lamp.
I'm Tim Stoker. The girl with the lethal lamp, that's Tina.
All right. Give it to me straight, Buster. What the heck am I doing here?
You're a character out of a movie.
Listen, kid. I like to deal in a little something I call reality.
Well then, Sheriff, welcome to reality.
Are you prepared? Are you prepared to be scared? Continental Republic Pictures presents a Fright Fest to end all Fright Fests. Monsters on the Loose, featuring not one, not two, but three new and electrifying creatures. Mannequin, whose body of mismatched parts was brought to life by an accident of science. Now this devil dummy seeks to replace his lifeless plaster parts with those of his living human victims. Creighton Talbot was a man down on his luck, a jobless drifter riding the rails and begging for handouts. One day, he finds himself wandering through Nevada, where his luck is about to change for the worse.
The screen goes bright white, a mushroom cloud from an explosion, a hand with talon-like fingernails.
Now, whenever he smells rotten garbage, he finds himself rampaging out of control in the form of the vicious rat man, known as Verman. Perhaps the most terrifying of this trio of terror is Revenant, the living ghost. You can't see him, but he will see you. With the power to step inside and control any living being, whomever Revenant wants, Revenant gets.
He flexes his hands.
Mannequin, Verman, Revenant. They're coming to your town in Monsters on the Loose. Starring Dash Roberts as Sheriff Jay Forrest.
The Sheriff gawps.
Presented for the first time using a revolutionary new type of movie film, radium acetate, with 5 times the clarity of regular film. If the picture wasn't black and white, you'd swear they were about to walk right off the screen. Monsters on the Loose. Be prepared to be scared. Written and directed by Dexter Brisbane.
Tim switches off the projector and switches on a lamp.
Mr. Brisbane shot a lot of the movie in this house.
Yeah, I noticed.
So, what's the answer to monster fumigation?
It has something to do with the film stock. You know that radium acetate? When the electricity surged, it overloaded everything, making some sort of weird electrochemical reaction. So, the monsters turned into copies, and they came out of the movie.
That's great, Mr. Wizard. Now, how are we going to get him back into the film and out of our lives?
One thing at a time.
How are you doing, Mr. Sheriff?
I am a character out of a movie.
Oh, great. Our big hero's having a meltdown.
Tim goes over to him.
Sheriff, as of now, you are real. As real as those monsters that are out there following their last orders.
The sheriff furrows his brow. Outside a house, a table is set up with jack-o'-lanterns and a bucket. A sign reads, "Help yourself." A woman comes out, lifts a lantern and blows out a candle. She turns back, almost bumping into Mannequin. She runs back towards the house. Mannequin pushes the table over.
Is he gonna be okay?
Every hero has their moments of doubt, when the odds are overwhelming and they want to give up.
But then they get fired up and kick some serious butt, right?
The sheriff clicks his fingers, points, and smiles.
You got a plan?
He looks at Tim. Tim and Tina exchange worried glances. On a dark street, a man holds a copy of the National Inquisitor with the headline, "Giant rats swarm the Vatican." Verman stalks up behind him. The man tries to run, but smacks into a tree and falls over. Verman steps over the man, his long tail sweeping over his face. A cleaner vacuums inside a bank. The spirit of Revenant hovers over the man, vacuuming. The man turns, his eyes bulging. His body goes rigid and he circles his head. He stretches his arms, interlocking his fingers, and smiles. At the house, Tim, Tina, and the sheriff go into Tim's room. Tim opens a laptop and he starts to type.
Taekwondo?
Since I was 8.
I didn't see any cool moves the other day against Berg the Jerk.
I can't use it to hurt someone. It's just for self-defense.
Wax on, wax off, grasshopper.
What are we doing here?
We have to start somewhere. Monsterfinder.com might have something.
What about the library?
Well, let's close this site. And besides, we got the internet.
The inner what?
It's like talking to my grandmother.
Let's hope modern technologies is baffling to the monsters.
The red-eyed monster comes up on screen and text reads monsterfinder.com. The sheriff stares. Revenant, in the burly cleaner's body, comes out of the bank, carrying a bin liner full of stuff.
nothing can stop me now.
Hold it right there!
An elderly security guard with a gun. Revenant clutches a wad of cash.
What are you doing, Mark?
What does it look like, you fool? I'm stealing money from the bank.
Suddenly, Mark goes still, and the security guard goes rigid. He yawns, then circles his head. He grabs the cash from a confused Mark. He grabs the bin liner from Mark and heads off. He gets into a security service patrol car. He drives off. At the house...
Here, you take over.
Tim gets up.
The sheriff and I are gonna go check things out.
Okay.
Tina sits in front of the laptop. Tim leaves, the sheriff follows.
We'll keep Tina searching on the computer.
Where are we going?
We've got some monsters to find.
Huh? We have some monsters to find.
In the living room, the door swings open. Shelley arrives home.
Mom?
Ma'am?
What trouble have you gotten yourself into now?
Well...
Tim looks up at the sheriff. Brent comes out of the back of the comic book shop holding a box under one arm. He starts in the alleyway, looking about shiftily.
Anybody there?
A furry hand behind a dumpster.
Don't screw with me! I'm armed!
Don't shoot!
He holds up a toy gun.
Well, come out then!
A disheveled-looking man comes out.
Don't shoot!
Can you just help me? I'm not sure where I am, and I'm a little down on my luck.
Where are you from?
All over, I mean. Last place I remember was in Nevada somewheres.
Nevada? What do you got there?
I'm not sure. I just found it. I think maybe it might be worth something, and I could sure do with a meal.
Ooh, and a shower, man. Use a shower. Well, let me see it.
I'll let you see it if you give me a cup of coffee and something to eat.
What's your name?
Creighton Talbot.
Talbot, huh?
Creighton nods.
I got some coffee brewing inside. And some Danish.
Oh, mister, I'd kill for a cup of coffee. Oh, garbage.
Brent opens the dumpster.
Sir! Mister!
He convulses.
I'm gonna call 911!
Brent rushes back towards the shop. Creighton lies on the ground. He starts to change. Hair grows from his face and his features become more rodent-like. He becomes ever more horrible until he turns into Verman. Verman sits up. He looks around, then scampers off, his long tail dragging behind him. At Brisbane's house, Tina types on the laptop. The sheriff examines objects on the mantelpiece. The model of an armoured horse, a small figure. There are trophies on the mantelpiece too, and pictures of grotesque Joker faces hang above it. The sheriff picks up a toy police car. He peers into it and wrinkles his brow in concentration. He looks over at Tina typing on the laptop. He puts the car back. He leaves the room swiftly. Tina reads comments on the Monster Finder forum. Outside the house, a car pulls away. Shelley and Tim enter Brisbane's room.
What happened in here? This is worse than your room.
Very funny. It was like this earlier when I checked on him.
If he's okay, then what are we doing in here again?
The monsters took the film. But he made the film, so he should know what it is that beats them.
They go to the bedside.
I told him to take one pill. He took four. He'll be okay, but he's not going to be stopping anything until morning.
Wake up, Mr. Brisbane.
He doesn't stir.
Mr. Brisbane, it's Tim. We need your help. Please wake up. There are monsters.
He wakes.
Monsters?
Yes, your monsters. They're on the loose. For real.
1951, a Hollywood premiere. Big storm. Lightning struck the theater. Sparks all over the place like a 4th of July. Suddenly, those fiends started hopping off of the screen into the audience. It was disastrous.
So it happened before. Yeah, but I think he's just sleep babbling.
Of course, we hushed it up. It was easy in those days. There was no cable TV. But my masterpiece was ruined. It was locked away forever.
How did you get the monsters back into the film?
Robbie pushed me out the swing again. I never put it on the pedal.
Oh, great. Come on, we need to go check on the sheriff and Tina. Let's go.
Shelley and Tim leave Brisbane sleeping soundly. They go into Tim's room where Tina is on the laptop. Tim peers over her shoulder.
Anything?
Nothing. And I'm not surprised. When the film was made, there was no chat rooms, fan sites. They barely even had telephones.
Where's your friendly sheriff?
I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
Come on, you two. We have to find him.
The three of them leave the house.
All right, we can't just have a movie sheriff running around on the loose.
He's not gonna do anything.
They halt.
Oh, great. Your sheriff stole my minivan.
All right, look, Tina, you better go home.
Are you kidding? No way. I don't want to miss anything.
All right. You stay here and keep an eye on Mr. Brisbane, and Tim and I will go off and look for our missing sheriff.
Okay.
Tina sighs as the others walk off. In the patrol car...
money. That's what makes the world go round.
That hurts.
The body of the security man slumps forward, his head resting against the steering wheel. Revenant floats above the body. He floats out of the car and down the street, under a tree. Danny rides up on the scooter. He wears a combat jacket and a cycling helmet and has camo paint smeared across his cheeks. He stops in front of the patrol car.
What a fine example for our young people, Rent-A-Cop, sleeping on the job.
Suddenly, Danny's body goes rigid and he reels. He looks around, smiling. He inspects his jacket and looks admiringly at his hands, cricks his neck and stretches his arms.
See ya! Wouldn't wanna be ya!
He scoots off.
Bye!
The security guard watches Revenant, in Danny's body, scoot away. He picks up a wad of cash from the black sack and frowns. People mingle at an open-air Halloween party.
Why don't you guys grab a bite, enjoy yourselves, relax.
People, I have something to say.
The crowd turn to him.
We wanted you all to have a safe and sane Halloween with maybe just a little bit of fun. What do you say, folks?
People in fancy dress clap. Mannequin wanders through the crowd.
To announce that the proceeds of our haunted house come to well over $200. And you all know those proceeds will be donated to the Paloma Youth Athletic Fund.
Mannequin grabs him.
Hey, someone get this gun off of me! Somebody help me! I'm trying to rip my arm off! Ow! Ow! Come on!
A guy waves a flaming stick at Mannequin.
Whoa! Right here.
Mannequin lets go and grabs another guy, flinging him across the grass. Mannequin steps over the guy who lays crumpled on the grass in a clown's outfit and makes off. The partygoers chase him, lighting sticks on the fire.
What's that?
This way!
They stampede after Mannequin. The haunted house guy dressed as Frankenstein's monster clutches his arm and notices a reel of film on the grass. He picks it up and studies it. Vermin stalks along under the trees, snarling. He has the reel of film in his arms. He looks from side to side as he goes. He walks behind a tree as the prowling vermin and comes out the other side as a disorientated Creighton. He scratches his head and looks about quizzically. The sheriff drives Shelley's minivan along a dark road.
Well, I have absolutely no idea where to begin looking for these creatures.
He stares ahead.
Just can't let those nice folks get mixed up in all this. Have to find those creatures.
Why do I continue to talk to myself out loud all the time?
He peers into the rearview mirror. Creighton is walking on the road ahead. The sheriff swerves to avoid him, and Creighton dives into the bushes at the side of the road.
Hey, you alright?
Yeah. Just a little down on my luck, that's all. Do you know where I am, officer?
I don't even know where I am.
They study each other through slitted eyes.
I know you from somewhere.
I don't think so.
A squad car pulls up and a cop gets out.
Freeze!
It's all right, ma'am. I'm a police officer. Sheriff Jay Forrest.
Since when does a sheriff drive a minivan?
Oh, I had to commandeer that vehicle, ma'am. Pursuing a fugitive.
This your fugitive?
I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just down on my luck, that's all.
What's your jurisdiction?
Any town, ma'am.
Had a little too much to drink at the neighborhood Halloween party, pal.
Now, listen here.
Drop the weapon, sheriff, now.
The sheriff takes his gun from his holster and puts it down.
You don't understand.
Kick it over here. Boys, we're gonna go down to the station and we're gonna figure this out.
The sheriff and Creighton frown.
Well, I don't think we're gonna find him. What am I going to do? I don't think my insurance covers my car being swiped by a movie character.
Well, he's as real as you or me. Besides, not his fault. He was only doing what he was originally created to do.
Now don't you start defending him.
Shelley smiles at him.
We have to get that film back. The monsters must know the way to catch them is in there. That's why they took it.
And what if we don't get the film?
Since Jay was the hero of the original movie, maybe he'll think of what it is that eventually beats them.
Look, Sheriff Jay seems like a nice enough guy. Kinda cute too. But he doesn't strike me as being the fastest bullet in the gun.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I think we'll go home and regroup. Come on.
They head off. Mannequin lumbers ungainly through a graveyard pursued by the partygoers who brandish flaming sticks. A large white lorry is driven away as a cycle helmet is thrown from the window.
Hey! He's stealing our truck! John! Boss is gonna fire us!
Revenant drives the lorry.
Do you know?
No, I don't have a clue. No, it's the dangest thing.
Well, do you think it was something you ate?
Yeah, I had a little shellfish for lunch, that's about it.
Good evening, officer.
I gotta go, honey.
Okay, I love you.
Me too. A little late to be out walking by yourselves, even for Halloween, isn't it, folks?
Is that Monsters on the Loose, Reel 3?
No, this is real. What do you know about this?
Do you know where you found it?
I wish I could remember. Where do you folks live?
Oh, we're at 3125 Orlock Lane.
That's Dexter Brisbane's address.
Yes, I'm his nurse. This is my son.
I was at Dexter's earlier. I got jumped by some guy in a police costume. I blacked out. When I came to, I was miles away with his film box in my hand.
He eyes them suspiciously.
Why don't you folks hop in here and we'll go back to Dexter's place. Along the way, maybe you can just tell me what the heck's going on.
He puts the reel through the window onto the car and opens the back door. Tim and Shelley get in. Mannequin makes his way through the graveyard hurriedly. He hides behind a tall gravestone. He takes off his grey Macintosh and hangs it on the back of the gravestone, hiding behind it. The partygoers charge past. He unhooks the Mac from the gravestone and runs off, bare-torsoed once more. Revenant, in Danny's body, drives along in the white lorry.
I must locate those two hopeless monstrosities.
Revenant mutters to himself as he drives towards Brisbane's house. Mannequin is walking down the driveway. Revenant spots him and slams on the brakes. He smashes into him and Mannequin breaks into pieces that scatter across the road. Revenant gets out of the lorry to look at the mess. He looks down at the road. A hand on the end of an arm starts to crawl. Revenant lifts the torso.
Haven't you just made a mess of things?
He carries it over to the lorry and opens the back. He throws it in. There are other pieces of mannequins in the back of the lorry.
You really are pathetic.
He shakes his head and closes the back. He drives off, leaving Mannequin's head and various body parts lying on the road. In the back, various parts of mannequins are tied up with string.
Pull yourself together back there!
The hand, which is a human hand, starts to move, feeling various mannequin body parts. It grabs a head with curly blonde hair. The cop drives the squad car with the sheriff and Creighton in the back.
Nice costumes. A cop and a homeless bum.
This is not a costume.
And I prefer the term hobo.
The cop laughs and raises her brows. Revenant drives the lorry, his teeth gritted.
Now I must find the other creature and take over the city. Yeah. Here I come.
In the back of the squad car, Creighton starts to sniff, his nose twitching.
Garbage.
Ew. What is that god-awful smell?
You guys new here? That's the aroma of Paloma, courtesy of the city dump.
Creighton changes into Verman.
Stop the car.
The cop checks in the rearview mirror.
What is that thing?
Please stop the car!
She slams her foot on the brake. She gets out and opens the back door. The sheriff gets out. She tries to force the door shut on Vermin.
It's called Vermin.
I don't care what it's called. 8 years on animal control system. Pepper spray will take the fight out of it.
She sprays the pepper spray. Vermin just eats it up.
Dang thing likes it.
He continues to eat. The lorry pulls up.
Vermin, you can eat later. Get in here. There's work to do.
Vermin runs into the lorry. The cop aims her gun, but they drive away.
This is nuts.
Ma'am, I'd be obliged if you'd give me a hand rounding up these creatures.
Get back over to the car and stop calling me ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
He edges towards the car.
You know, I don't think you appreciate the seriousness of this situation.
Just be quiet and let me think.
Outside the house, the chubby cop gets out holding the reel of film.
Can pretty much look a man in the eye and tell if he's telling me the truth. Let's go.
But I am. Officer, my son does not make these kind of things up. I know it's hard to believe, but it's quite simple. There are monsters loose on the streets of Paloma.
There sure are, kid. Drug dealers, gangbangers, stalkers.
I'm talking about real monsters.
So am I, little Timmy.
The female cop dials on a mobile.
Unit 24, this is Unit 14. Pick up your cell phone.
Why are we on cell phones, Kim?
Because I don't want everyone at headquarters to know I think I had a rat man in my car that drank my pepper spray, then jumped into a passing truck and got away.
What, you 20?
Out by the dump. Got a prisoner I'm going to bring in. Guy claims to be a sheriff.
Hold on, Kim. You know anything about a sheriff, kid?
That'd be Sheriff Jay Forrest.
Kim, would that be Sheriff Jay Forrest?
That's right. Sheriff Jay Forrest.
The guy rolls his eyes.
I think we're gonna need that sheriff's help tonight, Kim. Meet me at Dexter's.
Kim stares at the sheriff, who smiles, winks, and makes a gun with his fingers. The house is illuminated by lightning. Inside, Shelley makes a cup of coffee. She hands it to the sheriff.
Man, that has got to be the swankiest coffee percolator I have ever seen.
Sheriff, we don't much use percolators anymore. And would you please stop calling me ma'am?
Okay, folks. I think we're ready for you to join us in the living room.
Well, if you officers will excuse me, I have to check on Mr. Brisbane. Enjoy the percolator.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
She marches off.
I just want you to know, pal, I ain't buying it.
What's that?
I'm still not convinced this isn't some kind of elaborated Halloween prank.
Officer, like yourself, I am sworn to truth and justice. Furthermore, I have been in law enforcement since MCMLI.
The cop frowns.
1951.
Italian numbers. I like that.
This has got to be the fanciest bread box I've ever seen.
That's a microwave. You know, makes popcorn in 3 minutes.
I'd like to see that.
Well, I don't have any popcorn.
I thought you said it makes it.
The cop stares, smiling.
You're pretty good.
The sheriff taps his head, grinning. Shelley goes into Brisbane's room.
Dexter?
She smiles and leaves. Brisbane is asleep on his bed. His bottom lip trembles. In the living room.
We're telling you the truth.
Why didn't you tell that story to old man Nab, Miss Tina?
The college had a light show that night.
We're gonna quote you on that, Tim.
Look, Tim's telling the truth. Of course it's ridiculous.
Mr. Brisbane is still sleeping.
I always just assumed that roses were shades of gray. I really like the yellow ones.
How's your coffee?
Be better with a shot of hooch in it.
Shelley raises her eyebrows.
Not that I know what hooch is, it's just something I say.
Shelley beams.
Just my luck.
What's that?
I finally meet a nice guy, and he's not even real.
Well, I've been feeling pretty real lately. Whatever real is.
So this is on the level. I mean, I saw this vermin rat guy, but a mannequin that tries to rip people apart?
A living ghost we can't see named Revenant. Story's getting a little tall to swallow, Timmy.
Come on, you guys. Don't be like those idiots in the film who don't believe there's monsters until it's too late. They're always the ones that end up dead.
We do have Sheriff Jay here.
She links her arm through his and drags him over.
And he is pretty convincing. Look, as weird as all this seems, I think it's really happening.
We were hoping to figure out a way to defeat the monsters from the film itself. But all we have is Reel 1, and it's not telling us much. Reel 2 and Reel 3 are still missing.
Number 3 is here. Hey, cool your jets.
It's okay. He's Nick Taylor from the college.
I met a monster tonight. He tried to rip my arm off. He dropped it, so I figured I'd give it to Paloma's resident monster expert.
He hands it to Tim, who smiles.
It's showtime.
A light from the projector shines. The film plays on a screen. A man plays cards.
So, Doc, ain't you got any idea when these creatures of yours are gonna show up?
I've told you 1,000 times, Lonigan. No.
Where did they go?
I do not know.
Maybe they went in the back room. Maybe they got in through the back way.
Yes, I've checked. The only one left is that body you have brought.
Surely you can do something with that.
Mr. Todd, I'm a scientist. I'm not a magician. You're the Undertaker. You do something with it. I mean, there's no reason that you two have to stay here. I assure you that if the creatures return, I will let you know.
No chance, brain pan. That's exactly what you're hoping for, isn't it? We do the old 23 skidoo. He blows with all the dough. I don't think so. Hey, what are you, lonely? Put that thing down, will you? You're giving me the creeps.
The man puts down a skull. In the living room, they watch the film intently. Tim switches it off. Kim looks at him dubiously.
The monsters and the sheriff weren't just copied out of the movie. They were yanked out. And without them, the other characters have nothing to do.
And without the monsters, they're not able to show us how they were defeated because there's nothing there to defeat.
Oh, boy. We're sunk.
Everyone gets to their feet.
I think it's time for a plan.
They stare at Tim.
What are you all looking at? I'm just a kid.
A friend once said, a hero always has their moment of doubt. When the odds are overwhelming and they want to give up. I haven't known you that long, Tim. But there's something that I've already figured out. You'll think of something.
Come on, honey. You can do it. You're the expert.
Expert, uh-huh. Keep an expert, right?
You'll think of something.
Give it a shot.
The script. I found Dexter Brisbane's original script.
Yeah. How's the script gonna help us?
Tim picks up the script from an armchair and looks through it.
Come on. Did you find the answer?
Give us a clue, dude.
Come on.
Let the boy read.
There must be somewhere in here.
Keep looking.
Come on, honey, you can find it.
Come on, Tim.
Shelley's brow is lined with worry.
What's it say?
There's no way. It's some sort of mass contraption.
A mass contraption?
Fire jets? Vats of holy water?
Holy water.
Spears made out of blessed ashwood? Pages from the Bible, sunlight, moonlight. This is crazy.
Outside, three pairs of legs trudge across the drive. One is made from two odd legs.
Get all three monsters into the trap, which has to be built on hallowed ground where a church once stood. They have to be kept there for 24 hours.
How would we do that?
We can't.
I don't believe there's no way to stop them.
We have to.
We can't give up.
Yeah, we can't.
Leave it, Sheriff. Watch out.
I'm out of here.
Everybody get back.
Catch you later. Guns won't work here. You could kill this body I'm in, but then I'd just take over one of you. And if you shoot each other, then our work will be done for us. And I'll find another unwilling victim. So who's first?
What's wrong with him?
You can either become part of Mannequin's new human body, or a quick meal for the always hungry vermin. Or an attractive new host for yours truly.
Kid's got a vocabulary.
Like your mother.
Right,
you
then.
Leave her alone, or you'll what, boy?
Tim, be careful.
Tim!
All right, I've had enough. That's it.
Officer, watch out!
Are you
okay? Vermin, dinner is served.
What is he doing? Watch out, Tim!
Here, eat air! Mannequin, spare parts.
Keep it on him.
Mannequin lurches forward.
Get him!
Back off, you big dummy.
Nice hit. It's about time you did something.
The sheriff floors Mannequin with the extinguisher. Vermin collapses.
Officer Kim, get over there!
It's over, buddy.
Get the cuffs on him.
I'm going down.
Let's get him into custody before it wakes up.
They handcuff him. Upstairs, Brisbane awakens.
Come on. That's it.
Where'd that rat thing go?
What's going on? I didn't do nothing wrong, officer. I'm just down on my luck, it's all.
Save it for the zookeeper.
Tell it to the judge.
Get up. You'll not take me so easily, Sheriff.
Tina's mobile rings.
Hello?
Tina!
Hi, Mom. I can't talk right now. I'm fighting monsters.
Okay, will you be careful?
Yes, I'll be careful.
You know how you react sometimes.
Wait. Do not hang up that cell phone, young lady. He is susceptible to high-frequency sound waves.
High-frequency sound waves?
It's for you.
Revenant catches the phone and collapses to the floor.
Sheriff J. Forrest, in living color. I'm glad to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine, sir.
He looks at Danny lying on the floor.
What's going on?
What do we do now, Mr. Brisbane?
Yeah.
Quickly now. We haven't got much time.
Time to do what?
Excuse me.
What's the plan?
Where's Revenant?
Who's Revenant?
He's left the boy's body. He's seeking another host.
You mean he can turn into any one of us?
No. Once he's ejected from a host, he can't return.
Oh, that's comforting.
Brisbane holds up a bottle.
What's that for?
That's my correction fluid from my desk.
Precisely. It's time for a rewrite. The only way we're going to rid ourselves of these fiends forever is to omit them from the script.
Is that going to work?
That was my original shooting script. If it's in there, it ended up in the film. Of course, I'd be destroying my masterpiece.
Better than your masterpiece destroying you.
This is a good point. You'll have to omit the introductory description of each one.
He's getting up.
I suggest you begin with Mannequin.
Quick, do something.
Page 9, second paragraph.
Hurry, right here. Hurry. Let me do it.
She paints it on.
Come on.
Mannequin disappears into thin air. They all gape at the space where he was.
It worked.
The writer's ultimate weapon.
Creighton starts to convulse. He bursts from his cuffs, knocking Kim flying.
Officer Kim! Hurry, flip the pages!
Tina and Tim leap furiously through the script. Danny comes to and stands up. Creighton grabs him.
Danny?
My ace in the hole! God, I never grabbed this fool before!
Tina, delete him!
Try to not snap his neck and this dude joins me in my world of the living dead!
Revenant, you made one mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. You snatched the one that none of us cares about.
He's right.
Tim kicks Revenant, who's in Creighton. He slumps to the floor.
Nice shot, Tim.
Page 10, middle of the page.
Tina flicks through and scrubs out the passage with correction fluid. Creighton vanishes.
It worked! He's gone!
You blanked out Creighton Talbot's description?
Well, I figured since Revenant was in him, I'd kill two birds with one stone.
It doesn't work that way. Every monster has their own reality.
Tim's body goes rigid. Brisbane stares intently at him.
Wait him out!
We have to wait him out!
I can't keep him out!
Revenant, page 7!
Do it, Tina! I'm trying!
She covers over the passage.
Is he gone?
Tim cricks his neck and straightens his back.
Tim, are you okay? Tim?
He rubs the back of his neck.
I just had a crank in my neck from when he tried to take me over.
Tim stands and stretches. Danny comes over.
Thanks. You saved me, dude.
Well, that's what heroes do.
They slap each other on the back awkwardly.
Tina?
Yes?
May I have that script and that white stuff?
Tina smiles woefully and hands over the things. The sheriff takes them gravely.
Where am I in here?
Page 5. Top of the page.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving, kid.
Why?
There's only room in most stories for one hero.
Tim stares, his eyes wide with sorrow.
I wrote that in a movie.
That's probably why I said it.
Shelley eyes the sheriff.
Do you have to go?
Ma'am, I have to. I'm feeling myself beginning to fade a bit. Besides, I don't feel quite right here. There's too many colors.
At least stop calling me ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Shelley, it's been a real pleasure meeting you. And you got yourself one crackerjack of a boy there.
Tim and Tina smile softly. Shelley looks at Tim.
I know.
It's been great working with you.
The sheriff salutes. Tim and Tina salute back.
See you, Sheriff Jay.
The sheriff looks down at the passage in the script, the little brush poised over it. He glances at Shelley, then paints over his name. A As he does so, he disappears and the script falls to the floor. Shelley looks at the open pages of the script on the floor, popcorn strewn around it. Tears well in her eyes. She looks over at Tim, who also fights back tears. Tina sighs and smiles fondly.
He was always my favourite character. I'm going to miss him.
Brisbane stares sadly. The chubby cop opens his mobile. He holds it up to his ear.
Hello?
Honey?
Hi, I've been so worried about you.
You think your dad would still take me in as a partner at the furniture store?
Well, yeah.
Day. The living room is full of the monster masks and models from the basement. Tina and Tim walk into the living room, carrying boxes.
This is the last of it.
They put down the boxes.
Fantastic. So, did you find something you wanted?
I'm really not into that monster stuff.
We're gonna go hang out in my room.
See you, Miss Stoker.
Have fun.
They head off. Shelley arranges roses.
Coming.
Shelley opens the door and gawps.
Hi, I'm Jason Woods.
He looks exactly like the sheriff.
With the antique house, I called earlier about coming by to appraise Mr. Brisbane's offerings.
I'm Miss Stoker. Shelley Stoker. Please, come in, Mr. Woods.
Oh, please, ma'am, call me Jason.
They smile broadly at each other. Jason enters. ITFC audio description by Alice Sanders.
A scary night is Halloween. Ghouls and goblins make me scream. The horror and the mayhem I can't describe. Imagine mummies, caskets too, bats and owls that go woohoo, graveyards full of tombstones and bones. There's something scary for everyone, fright and torture, lots of fun. Ghosts just love this time of year, Halloween fear. Some might say it's trick or treat. Dracula just wants to eat, and Frankenstein can feel the heat tonight. There's something scary for everyone. Fright and torture, lots of fun. Ghosts just...